his joy in the salvation of one lost sinner, whom he runs to embrace, to kiss and restore. We have a lot of views of God. That's normally not one of them. We're not used to seeing God so eager, so effusive, so lavish, so loving to the worst sinner. The Son got it. He got it. He was reconciled. A shameful reconciliation, though, in the minds of the Pharisees. Shameful. The Father is just breaching justice, righteousness, honor. And of course, the Jews have never understood the condescension and the suffering of God for the love of sinners. Well, shameful reconciliation is followed by a shameful rejoicing. Look at verse 22. This is really something. Father said to his slaves, quickly. I love it. Taku in the Greek. Quickly. No, salvation is an instant thing, isn't it? Not a long process of restoration by works and ceremony. It's an instantaneous thing. Quickly, right now, all the privileges. Get the best robe. A wealthy family like this would have one robe, by the way, the father's robe. And it was used for those maximum kind of occasions of great grandeur and importance. Get the robe. Get the best robe. This would be a beautiful embroidered robe, the best the family had, worn by the father and perhaps his father, heirloom kind of thing. Get that robe, he says, quickly, let no time pass, and put it on him. He doesn't say to this young man, now go get yourself cleaned up. He treats him like he's a prince. He treats him like he's a king, calls all of the servants together and says, take care of him, clean him up, dress him up. He's just going to stand there while you do this to him. You're just going to lavish him. Put the robe on him. What is that? It's the robe of dignity. You share the full dignity of the Father, the full majesty of the Father. Put a ring on his finger. The rings weren't just for looks. They were used to stamp in soft wax the family symbol on official documents. This is authority to act in behalf of the Father. He can signify the Father's will.